Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing something a bit different, really honing in. We're zeroing in on just one single finding from the source material you sent over. Just a sentence, really, but one that might just unlock a, well, a massive shift we've all seen.
It really is amazing, isn't it, how much you can unpack from, you know, one specific observation. We're looking for that deeper meaning, kind of hiding there between professional shifts and, well, high-end lifestyle choices.
Yeah, exactly. So our mission today is pretty clear. Let's stop just listing what changed in housing and try to figure out why, especially these maybe surprising location choices that remote workers started making.
And the specific insight we're digging into is this sentence. Lakefront homes drew buyers balancing remote work.
Okay, right off the bat, that gets you thinking. Because, you know, remote work on one side feels like freedom, maybe saving costs. But then the reaction described here is moving to really specific, probably expensive, leisure-focused property. Why lakefront? Why that very particular high amenity choice? How does that solve a work structure issue?
Well, I think you've got to start with the trigger, right? The remote work explosion. It just fundamentally changed what home was primarily for.
Right. The biggest work shift maybe ever.
Totally. I mean, for decades, where you live was all about the commute. It was an optimization game, wasn't it? How close can I get? How efficient is it? But when that main constraint, the daily commute, just vanished for many, people didn't just say move somewhere slightly cheaper or bigger randomly. This source suggests they moved with a very specific goal.
But hang on, didn't we see huge numbers moving into just like regular suburbs or smaller towns, cheaper rural spots? Why focus so much on lakefront? Isn't that maybe just, you know, noise in the data, people grabbing whatever nice house they could find outside the city?
That's a fair point. And yeah, lots of different moves happened. But I think the value of looking at the lakefront buyer based on this source, it kind of represents the aspirational edge of the trend. It wasn't just about needing an extra room. This specific choice, lakefront, it signals that the big priority shift wasn't just about space. It was about maximizing lifestyle amenities. If you didn't need to optimize for getting to the office anymore, well, maybe you'd optimize for the quality of your downtime, your personal life.
Okay, so the remote work possibility essentially unlocked a type of property like a lake house, a high amenity spot, making it a viable main home. It sort of shifted it from just a vacation dream to, well, to your actual Tuesday workplace.
Precisely. That lakefront detail suggests we're looking past the basics, like I need a home office.
Yeah.
It implies these buyers saw their home not just as a place to log in, but as, I don't know, a key part of their whole lifestyle package. They were effectively buying instant access to high-quality recreation right outside the door.
That flips the whole cost-benefit thing, doesn't it? If your old commute cost is mentally replaced by, like, launching a kayak, you're not just buying square footage, you're buying this integrated lifestyle thing. The value isn't miles saved, maybe, but life quality gained.
That integration is absolutely crucial. The remote work setup directly enabled buying this kind of asset, an asset that, you know, maybe before only really made sense financially as a second home, a weekend place. But now it's potentially your year-round hub for getting work done and getting that mental recharge.
Okay, but here's where this source gets really interesting, I think, and why we're doing this deep dive. Let's look at the motivation part, those three words. Balancing remote work. If the lakefront house is the answer, what was the problem they were trying to balance? Because, you know, on the surface, remote work sounds pretty great, maybe even balanced already, no commute.
But that word balancing, that's everything, isn't it? It's the psychological engine driving this specific trend. It suggests these buyers weren't naive. They recognized the hidden downsides of remote work. Yes, it brought freedom, sure, but it also brought challenges with boundaries, that always-on feeling, and, well, what pretty much everyone started calling burnout.
Yeah, I think we all felt that a bit. The only real boundary between work and home suddenly felt like, what, the kitchen counter? And turns out, that's not quite enough separation to handle the constant pinging and demands.
Absolutely. That blurring was intense. So you could see the lakefront property in this context as the physical immediate counterweight to that intense work-life blend. If you're feeling isolated or like work never ends, the solution maybe isn't just a slightly bigger desk. It's having immediate, almost effortless access to something restorative nature. Recreation, yeah. Water literally steps away.
So the house itself, the location, becomes the balancing mechanism. It forces the break. It forces the shift in focus.
You could call it a strategic investment in maybe self-regulation. And if you connect this to the bigger picture, this specific trend, the lakefront one, it probably wasn't driven purely by, like, financial necessity. Feels more like a knowledge-based choice, a strategic move to actively boost quality of life while still, you know, keeping up professionally. These seem like savvy buyers who saw the potential pressure cooker of the always home office and decided to invest maybe preemptively in the antidote.
But just to push on that a bit, if the goal is balancing mental health, does buying a, let's face it, probably expensive lakefront property, doesn't that potentially add more financial stress? With a big mortgage, upkeep, all that, how does that square with balance, especially if the job future felt uncertain?
That's a really sharp question. And I think what the source implies is maybe a different kind of value calculation. For these buyers, the perceived value gained from better mental well-being, that integrated lifestyle, it must have outweighed the financial risk in their minds. They were, in effect, putting a price on the cost of burnout, the risk of not being able to perform, losing job satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And maybe they decided that cost was higher than the premium for the lakefront amenity.
Yeah.
It was a calculated risk, yes, but aimed at securing psychological stability first.
Okay, so they're seeing the high cost of burnout and deciding to invest in mitigating that risk, using real estate as the tool. The house itself is like the physical proof of this negotiated balance they're trying to strike.
Exactly right. That's why this source, this sentence, is so efficient. It doesn't just say people move to the lake. Mm-hmm. It specifically says they move there to balance their work. That reveals the why. It frames the move as a deliberate, thoughtful response to managing a whole new way of working.
Right, let's try and wrap this up then. So we've sort of unpacked the cause. That's the geographic freedom from remote work. We've pinpointed the specific, maybe aspirational choice, lakefront homes, which suggests a focus on high amenity living, integrating lifestyle, and we've drilled down on the key motivation, the active effort of balancing the pressures of this new always-on work life with immediate access to something restorative.
Yeah, and that single data point about lakefront homes, it really gives us a concrete, specific illustration. It shows how these huge shifts in how we work, like remote work, translate almost immediately into very real physical changes in where people choose to live and what they prioritize in a home.
Yeah.
It really backs up the idea that workplace flexibility profoundly reshapes our residential geography.
And what really strikes me is how the main selling point, the core value of a home, seemed to shift for this group away from pure efficiency, like how close am I to my job, towards pure experience. How much does this place enrich my life and maybe crucially help me manage the stress of that job?
That's a perfect way to put it. It just underscores the immense power of flexibility. It shifts the whole value proposition of real estate, moving it away from efficiency, which often benefits the employer more, towards experience, which clearly benefits the employee, the individual.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a really interesting question to ponder, doesn't it? If lakefront homes were maybe the ultimate physical answer for balancing work and life under that initial, maybe more extreme remote work model, what happens now or next if the definition of remote work keeps evolving? If it becomes more hybrid, maybe.
That's the critical next step, isn't it? Because if, say, hybrid becomes the norm you need to be in an office to maybe 3 days a week, suddenly that distant lakefront house might not offer the right balance anymore. The commute is back, even if it's shorter. So what location will buyers seek out next? Will it be the mountain cabin that's maybe a bit closer, the coastal town? Or could it even be something like a super local, really walkable urban village feel?
Mm.
What's the next iteration as people keep trying to fine-tune this work-life equilibrium?
Something to definitely think about. Okay, thanks for joining us for this deep dive.